Good morning, welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。各位听友，早上好。Today is Sunday, May 15th, 2022. 今天又是我们的周末特辑了。在今天的节目里，想和大家分享一篇有关 TikTok 在美国市场如何取得成功的分析的文章。The piece is from the Wall Street Journal, entitled TikTok is eating up rivals. Can it keep users hooked? First,The success. Just a few years ago, China-based ByteDance's TikTok was an app for kids, with videos of anthropomorphic pets or freakish talented children dancing. Now it seems like everyone is using it, no matter their age. Its growth has come at expenses of its competition, such that just about every social media company is now pouring money into copycat products.
首先呢，这里介绍了 TikTok 的成功。在 TikTok 刚刚进入美国市场的时候呢，它只是一个让一些 kids 拍一些 stupid video 的 app， 但现在呢，几乎所有人都在使用它，这导致了其他 social media 公司呢，都在花大量的时间和金钱创造类似的产品和 TikTok 竞争。
Second, the secret sauce. TikTok's founding genius is that it capitalized on consumers' short and capricious attention.With seemingly infinite collection of music-backed videos under 60 seconds, algorithmically tailored to users' interests. Though still bored in under a minute, can simply swipe until something else catches their eye.
那 TikTok 的成功在哪里呢？这篇文章认为呢 ，TikTok 最成功的就是用60秒以下的短视频抓住了人不断变化的兴趣。它会在你失去兴趣之前呢，很快找到一些新的让你感兴趣的视频。
Third, the power.It's a game that TikTok is winning. Back in 2019, 70% of 10-year-old girls with smartphones in the U.S. were using TikTok. Today, Edison Research survey shows TikTok is the third most used social media app across users of all ages, topping Twitter, Snapchat, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. Roughly 36% of the U.S. population over the age of 12 polled is using TikTok as of this year.Behind only Meta's Facebook and Instagram, and up from 11% 2 years ago. Over the period, the percentage of people using Snapchat, LinkedIn, and Pinterest has declined, the survey shows. Broadly, TikTok's gains illustrate its easily ability to bridge the age gap, a unique point of differentiation among its social media competitors.Snap Inc. says Snapchat reached 75% of 13 to 40 years old in 20 countries, but has not disclosed its usage statistics among older demographics, suggesting the statistics are a lot less impressive. Pinterest has struggled to attract retain broader usage outside of its core demographic of moms. And parent company Meta said its Facebook app lost daily users on a sequential basis,in the fourth quarter for the first time at least since its public offering.
文章说到呢，在2019年呢，70%拥有 smartphone 的女孩呢，在美国都会 use TikTok。但根据一项最新的市场调查呢，约有36%以上的 smartphone user 的用户呢，都在使用 TikTok。TikTok 的使用仅次于 Meta 的 Facebook 和 Instagram， 比前两年呢多了11%，特别是对所有 age group 的 penetration 是非常 impressive， 这是其他竞争者所不能达到的。这里呢也列举了一些其他竞争者的市场状况，比如说 Snapchat 和 Pinterest。
Last but not least, money. TikTok, like its social media predecessors, is free to download and operates an ad-based model. As a private company, its exact revenue is not public known, but eMarketer estimates TikTok generated roughly $4 billion in ad revenue last year, and it will triple that sum this year to become bigger than Twitter and Snapchat's ad business combined. By 2024, the firm's estimates show TikTok's revenues essentially reaching parity with YouTube at over $23 billion. It could be that advertisers will come wherever the users are. SimilarWeb data show traffic on TikTok's ad site was up nearly 200% in the first quarter.Users of TikTok's Android app spent an average of more than an hour and 22 minutes a day on the service in March, more than for Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, or YouTube, data from SimilarWeb shows.
最后呢，这里也谈到了 TikTok 的收入状况。目前我们并不知道 TikTok made how much money， 但根据一家叫 eMarketer 的公司的估计呢， TikTok 去年的利润呢达到了40亿美元。同时呢，他们也预测在2024年 TikTok 的收入将达到230亿美元，这和 YouTube 的收入是一样的。特别 impressive 的是人们在 TikTok 上所花的时间。根据另一家调查公司叫 SimilarWeb 的调查呢，在今年3月份平均在 TikTok 这个 app 上所花的时间呢是1小时22分，这已经超过了 Facebook、Instagram 和其他一些 social media。 So, in conclusion, TikTok is making a lot of money, attracting a lot of users, and gaining a lot market share in the US. It has been a great success story for the company. 总体来看呢， TikTok 在美国市场呢取得了巨大的成功，不但有大量的用户，用户也在花大量的时间在这个 social app 上，同时呢，这为公司创造了很高的利润。好了，这就是这篇文章大致的介绍。你可以在今天的 show notes 里呢找到一些摘要，也可以参考同名公众号里的完整版。同时呢，在公众号里也有一些相关的 statistics 供你做参考。That's all for today's program. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend, and I see you next time. 非常感谢你的收听，我们下期再见。